Tell us your full name and how many children you have.
My name is Tia Samshay Cunningham. I'm 27. I have three kids, Thomas, Nevaeh, and Taraji.
Okay. Are you a single mom?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then. And you're very motivated to continue your education.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, how did you get started coming to the Preston Blackman Center?
Well, actually, one day, I was discouraged. I really didn't know what to do. So, and I kept going to the library. And, you know, the library, you have a certain limit of time on the computer. So, I had forgot about the Preston Blackman Center. So, I was walking. And when I seen the sign, I just came up here one day, signed in, you know, and then once I started using the computer, and I thought to myself, what's a better way than to go back to school, make a better life for myself and my kids? So after I got enrolled in school, I had to do a process. I had to enroll into school, come up here to the center every day, and I had to also come up here and do a placement test to see where I am. You know, all with the college material. So once I did that, I got enrolled in school, and then thankful for my pastors, Pastor Williams and First Lady Stella Williams. They actually helped me tremendously by helping me pay the fee for my orientation. They picked me up from school. They took me to school, and they are truly blessings. And they are tremendously helpful, blessed people.
Okay. Tia, you referred to, you know, Pastor George and Stella as your pastor, but, you know, we have not been in contact with you for about 3 or 4 years. So you just happened to remember about the center and started back. So I was delighted to see you here because I knew your mother and your father. They had been a part of the program, and I counseled with them in their marriage, and when they were going through some changes, but they both have not, the whole family has not been involved in our congregation, but it was just amazing that you came back and got started.
Right.
And now, how did this help you and the children when you started coming? Was there activity or anything that was planned for the children?
Yes. They had the summer camp. And they loved every day. They came, they worked, they played, they ate. You know, it was every day. The only thing they talked about was coming back to the center.
Okay. And here with the activities that they were engaged in, was computer skills and what are other activities
they did computer skills, hands-on skills, they read, they did math.
Oh, and what about the Black History Museum? Did they participate
yes, and they loved that. And then I actually took them around, read to them of the pictures, you know, gave them a little history on it, the little bit that I knew of. And they really enjoyed it, and they really didn't know that us Black people had that much history in Lancaster, and that amazes them. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, Nevaeh, she really liked history, and that was one of her things. Whenever she seen it, she's like, oh my, mama, look.
Okay, then. Were you aware of the fact that Nannie Mae McKinney is probably in your family through Monique,
yes,
children.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like they were learning their culture,
right,
not only their culture, but their distant ancestors,
right,
as well, that was,
yeah,
part
she
of this.
Was one of the first Black actresses.
Okay, then, wonderful then. And of course, as you said, the center has been helpful, the computer skills. The fact is that you could not use the program at the library, but for so long. But did you have a time limit here when you came?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. And that was the beauty of it, because, like, in some things, you know, I really didn't know the questions too, so I had to go back and do research. And Mama Stella and, you know, and Pastor Williams, they gave me unlimited time, you know, to figure out what I needed to do, get my work done, you know, so everything could be completed.
Okay, wonderful. And also, what was really so helpful about the center too is the location, because you didn't have transportation,
right?
And it was amazing that you were walking.
Yes.
And when I found out that you were having to walk, then I said, "Oh gosh, we certainly need to keep this center open with computer skills." And right. But it was a time for you as you walk with the children, connect with them. But then during bad weather or something, either Miss Bird or I would pick you up.
Right.
So where are you now? How are you doing in school?
I am doing great. Actually, I almost made the dean's list, but I only missed it by a C. So next semester, I already know, grades going up.
And it's amazing that I see you got the baby here, that we have from the cradle to career. Yes. And you are certainly a living example of this. And not only from the cradle to career, because we've dealt with your mother.
Right.
And so we just want to say that you're doing an excellent job and we're proud of you.
Thank you. Keep up
the good work, and we look forward to continuing to see the success story that you are displaying each and every day.
Thank you.
And your mother, Michelle, and Charles, like I said earlier, it's amazing when they were going through some changes, we were there to help them deal with family problems. And also, you would be surprised to know, or perhaps forgot, I taught your brother.
Right.
And that was one area that I counseled with your mother and father about, because your brother was going through some changes, and of course he still is.
Right.
But this is a family heritage program. We deal with the total family. It's wonderful to see that you are just continuing with your education and your children. I think it's amazing that your daughters and son can see the enthusiasm you have in getting your education and how hard they're working themselves now. My brother's Jamarcus.